Track 9, Walking the Talk. Walking therapy, where a patient and counsellor step outside to walk together and talk about whatever is troubling them, has gained a foothold in recent years, and Lily Law finds out more.
We are all coming to terms with a new way of post-pandemic living. The world around us is full of uncertainty, and therefore learning to manage our mental health and well-being is likely the top of many of our New Year's resolutions lists. Perhaps you are someone who uses therapy as comfortably as you would the gym, or perhaps you're aware you could do with some support, but feel intimidated by sitting in a therapist's chair. Either way, consider the practices of walking therapy. It can be an easier, more relaxing route into mental health support. This is a truly wonderful way to offload anxiety and coming to terms with deeper issues through acknowledging more self-love and acceptance, determining one's boundaries and expectations via the guidance and support of expert counsel, all while communing with the glorious countryside around us. I talked to an expert about how walking therapy has become part of their treatment and how delivering this helps them and their clients in new and enriching ways. Catherine Moore is co-founder of More and More Living and a CBT therapist based in beautiful Blickling Park, North Norfolk. She provides evidence-based cognitive behavioural psychotherapies, specialising in compassion-focused CBT, both remotely and via walking therapy. Catherine idiosyncratically designs walk-talk therapy sessions to complement what clients are working on at the time, for example, specific routes, pace, public contact, natural light, and seasonal influences. How do you think people's attitudes to their well-being has changed since COVID?
In my practice, I've observed that people are making more considered lifestyle decisions with an emphasis on more authentic and meaningful relationships. COVID has highlighted the important role of social connection for greater well-being.
Has walking therapy enhanced your client's experience? And if so, why?
Walking therapy is not appropriate for everyone. However, for those who have a natural affinity with nature, it's an incredible additional element to the therapeutic experience. For example, I would love to share this wonderful testimonial from a client called Laura. Walking therapy was an absolute lifesaver for me, particularly during the various COVID restrictions. I had done therapy before in a traditional indoor setting, but adding nature and movement into the mix was particularly helpful to me, as it made me feel more grounded and able to gain a better sense of perspective. Walking and talking felt completely natural, and as I was working through some difficult issues, it felt like I was taking a joint journey with Catherine as she helped me make sense of the world.
Has your style of support shifted to work with being outside?
When working outside, there are numerous therapeutic adaptations and considerations. I love the enriched opportunities for the use of nature-based metaphors when generating new perspectives and understanding, especially around themes of trust, tolerating uncertainty, and letting go of control.
Walking therapy takes a more holistic approach to counselling. Do you think it can work with more specific support, i.e. CBT, and if so, how?
Good CBT maximises on the opportunity to carry out experiments and exposures during the session together. So being outside is not new to clinical practice per se. For example, in one session I may revisit the site of a road traffic accident with a client working on PTSD, and in another session I may be taking a mindful walk with a client, learning cognitive refocusing skills during an experience of depression.
Is walking therapy something you'll continue to do now as part of your service?
Absolutely. I've been fortunate in my career to have great clinical role models that always promoted forward thinking and innovative research and practice. One important part of this has been being flexible and adapting to the clinical needs of individual clients. I've seen the amazing therapeutic benefits of walking therapy in beautiful natural surroundings for many years. For me, building on this to meet the real-life challenges in the 21st century really matters.